Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lunish Masar Makav Shom, Lev Asitzchok. We're holding in Soito Dav Chavov. The one with Aleph brings the Pasuk, V'nikso V'nizro Zera, that if the woman did not do an Isser, she did not have a Be'ilo with the person that the husband warned her not to be with, so then she will get a reward. Machloikas and Gemara, will the reward be that if she didn't have children, she will have children? Or the rule will be that if she had children that don't look as nice, she will have children that will be perfected, she will be improved and get reward for the fact that she didn't do an aveira. Rav Elio Lapian brings, it's printed in a few places, one of them is in the Lev Elio Chelek Aleph, and the end of the Sefer, he has small ideas called Shvivei Lev. On a Parshas Noso, he brings, this woman is getting reward. But if you realize, this woman did something wrong. The husband told her not to be with this other person. And she went and she was nister with him. She went into a concealed seiser room with a person that the husband warned her. She did something wrong. Why is she being rewarded? Why is she getting a schus for the fact that she didn't do something worse? So Gabriel Yapian, a big yesoit, says this woman did a bad thing and she brought herself to a matzov of a big nisoit. But in the end of the day, when she got to that place where she had the opportunity to do an aveira, and the Yetzer Hara was overcoming her, and she already got close to the place of the aveira, she overcame her Yetzer. It is not right that she brought herself to that place, to that Nisoyan. But in the end of the day, she did overcome her Yetzer Hara. And for that, you get a reward. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never mekapeach schar b'yor b'yor. Every person gets rewarded for whatever he achieved. This woman achieved a great milah, but when she was standing in that nisayon, and even though she shouldn't have been herself to that place, she still gets rewarded for what she did able to overcome her yetzer. This is a tremendous yesod of Elio Lapian. And maybe one can add to this the following. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Pivov brings that how does a person know that he was able to do tshuva and overcome his yetzer? By bringing himself to the nisayon that he had when he fell. A person did something wrong. He goes back to the same place. Bo'iso yisho, bo'iso perek, bo'iso moker. The same exact nisayon. And he's able to override it. That's when he has a full tshuva. And the Rambam brings it la'alocha. So in the Sefer Rav Yevi, which is a early Sefer Chassidus, he brings the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that a person who wants to do true tshuva needs to go and bring himself to the same Nisoyan that he had originally, bring himself to the Nisoyan, and withstand the Nisoyan. And Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen, in Takonas HaShovim, quotes this Rav Yevi, and he says, how can you say such a thing? How can you tell a person to bring himself to a Nisoyan? But as Tzadik himself points out, the same idea is brought down in the Kli Yoker. And it's also brought down in the Sefer Akedas Yitzchok and the Shlok quotes of Akedas Yitzchok. And both say the same idea, that that's what it means, Mokom Shebali Tshuva Oindim Tzadikim Gemurim Einom Yocholim La'amoid, which means about Tshuva is allowed to bring himself to an Isoyan, to go and challenge himself with the same challenge that he had originally. And to show that he's able to overcome it. A tzaddik is not allowed to bring himself to a nisoyan. And Rabbi Tzaddik is not much baffled by this, and he doesn't understand how he could say such a pshat. In Rav Yevi, he continues on to say another chiddush. He says, but what does it mean to come back to the same place? The original chait that the person did, when a person for chas hashom was oiver aveir of znus, he did it because he was interested in doing something wrong. He messed around with this woman, and he had a good time with her. When a person is doing tshuva, he's not really enjoying the fact that he's with a woman. He's not coming to the same place with the same mindset. So says Rav Yevi, a person has to bring himself to the same mindset. He has to come and have a good time. He has to be exactly in the same place that he was originally when he did the chait, and in that place not to do the chait. And that's the only way to get to a tshuva shleimo. Again, as mentioned, there's a tremendous chiddush, and Rav Tzadok HaKohen says, I don't understand how he could say such a thing. But at least for our sugya, this connects so beautifully with what Elio Lapian says. This woman brings herself to a nisoyan, overcomes the nisoyan, She gets rewarded for overcoming the Nisoyim. How she got into a Nisoyim? So the way Rabbi Yapin said is, okay, that she will be punished for that. It's not right she brought herself to Nisoyim. But according to the Baal Shem that we just mentioned, according to what it says in the Kli Yoker and the Akedah Zitzchok, maybe pshat is that this woman in the past was Nichshel. And the only way for her to do tshuva is to bring herself to that Nisoyon, to come back to that same place, the same challenge, and overcome it. And that's a tshuva shleimo. And when a person gets to say that tshuva shleimo, v'nikso v'nizro zera, she gets rewarded for that. This nekuda needs more iyun. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.